You're listening to episode 265 of Lifestyle Locker Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you, if you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program. Hey everyone, Dr. Josh Hant here for Lifestyle Locker Radio. This is episode 265. And today we're going to talk about certain things that deteriorate your lifestyle. And this is just, you know, coming straight from my mind right now. I have not done any prep work for this show, so forgive me if I have a couple ends, ums, or things like that. So let's just talk about the three areas that we've spoken about in the past that can help elevate and unleash your human potential, elevate that lifestyle of yours, and elevate health, right? Because health is an inside-out job, whether you want to believe that or not. It's not something that's an outside-in job. So the three areas we'll talk about: the physical part of our health, the mental emotional part of our health, and the biochemical part of our health. And let's just use the past almost 2 years now as the perfect example of how you can deteriorate health on every level by the mandates, by the things that have been pushed down our throats by mainstream media, by politicians around the world. And we know it's not working. right? Because I think people are starting to wake up to everything that's going on, and they're starting to fight back, not necessarily in a physical way, but they're fighting back by standing up for what's rightfully theirs, right? Their God-given health, right? That is theirs. Their freedom is theirs. So especially here in the United States, freedom is something that we stand on, right? This is that we stand on the shoulders of our forefathers in making this country for what it is, escaping from tyranny and making us a free country and free states. Lots of stuff that I don't necessarily totally understand in politics and in government, but that's not what I'm going to talk to you about. But we're going to talk about the things that can actually break down our health. So let's just talk about our physical body. When all of this started, what did many of us start to do when this COVID-19 scare showed up? We locked down, we didn't do anything, and we stopped moving our bodies. Not everyone, but many have stopped moving their bodies in fear, right? So like, I'm not going to go outside, I'm not going to go to the gym, I'm not going to do this. Then we close gyms down. So now we start to take away people's ability to actually physically move their body. And we know that longevity, we know that health requires movement, even down to that cellular level, right? That atomic level, right? We're moving constantly. So that doesn't mean we need to be walking or running or doing things all day, every day, but we need to be exercising and moving our bodies in a very healthy way. Just look at the blue zones, look at the many areas of this planet over the course of generations that have been living longer than before, ever, or longer than before, longer than any other areas in the world. Like these blue zones, we see people living in their hundreds, and what they're doing, like you'll see videos of researchers going in and they're videotaping, not the researchers, but they're videotaping, people in Okinawa or in Greece, and they are riding their bikes to a farmer's market at 100 years old, at 99 years old. They are, able to do a full squat. They're able to bend their move. It doesn't mean they're bodybuilders and have a ton of strength, but they've been moving their body as an essential part of a healthy lifestyle for their life, right? Not just because someone said, hey, you want to live a long time? Maybe you need to move your bodies more. So how do we make ourselves live shorter lives? Let's move less. And over the course of the pandemic and these lockdowns, we have moved a whole lot less, right? The joke is, oh, I've gained the COVID-19, right? Like, it's not good. It's not good. Movement is essential to life. So get out and move your body. So that's what's starting to break down health, which this is really ticking me off, this whole thing, right? Because we're all starting to become aware of like, none of this is making us healthier. None of it, right? So then let's look at the mental emotional. This is one of the biggest things that's getting impacted during this whole pandemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it, this lockdown and of the globe, right? We are put in an excessive amount of fear consistently. If you turned on 100 different news stations from around the planet, the wording is all the same. They're using the same sentences and the same phrases in different languages around the planet. It's like, are we paying attention here? Or are we being told the same thing? So they put us in this fear state. They start to talk about the things that were happening early on. We went from, death rate. And when the death rate started to decline, they started to talk about cases. Oh my God, there's a zillion and one cases. And they just keep pumping fear, using footage, even things like in New York City, showing, I believe it's on, what is it, the Governor's Island, I believe, in New York City. They were showing videos of these caskets being put into the ground. And they're saying, oh, COVID-19 deaths. And it had nothing to do with it. These are unclaimed bodies that they've been doing this for years. This is one of the burial grounds. So the fear has been like pushed into us nonstop. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Wear two masks, maybe three masks, maybe we should get a vaccine and wear a mask. So there's just so much confusion in the narrative that's out there. And this fear has been instilled in us. And there are certain areas of the US which haven't really bought into the whole agenda and are healthier than those that are not. And this is because of their headspace, right? But our fear state, this is what I'm getting into here. The fear, the physiology of fear is very bad. It creates this internal stress response. You've heard of fight or flight, right? Fight or flight is designed to, help us fight a villain. Or flight, if we were being chased by a saber-toothed tiger back in the day or chased by a bear in the woods like I have. Well, I haven't been chased, but seen them in takeoff, right? You get that fight or flight, you get that boost. But that adrenaline boost, that stress response that starts to happen, it takes away energy from essential organs that are designed to keep us living and flourishing, and puts energy into areas that are going to help us escape or fight, right? Muscles. So when we're under this chronic version of that, it becomes worse. This is where our insides essentially start to break down slower. We impact our immune cells. We impact our system, We impact our cardiovascular system. We impact our respiratory system. We impact every system of the whole body. And then when our physiology starts to shift and change because our mind is getting poor, what do we all tend to drive towards when we're going to put something in our body health-wise, food-wise? We don't drive towards something that's healthy and good. We're going to be like, oh, I just want a snack. I want junk food. I want chips. I want breads. I want sugary, processed, unhealthy things that and tons and tons and tons of alcohol and tons and tons and tons of bad things that we're putting in our body, from over-the-counter medications to prescription medications, to try to numb the discomfort in our body or in our mind. And now we're breaking our body down even more. And now we have this physical, the chemical, the emotional stressors that are starting to break down. And we start to become more unhealthy as a human being every single step of the way. Every step of the way. Suicides are on the rise. That means people's mental capacity is being burned out. Kids these days don't know which way is up. They've been part of this crazy thing for 2 years of their lives, these young kids. And I'm praying and hoping that there is some light at the end of the tunnel for them, because if this is their future, this is a future I would never wish upon anybody. Constantly being in fear, constantly being masked, constantly, you know, losing our freedoms one by one, where you don't get to choose what we put in our body. Ultimately, the state in the U.S., especially the U.S., right, the state or the government runs that child's life now, because it gets to decide what it gets to do to their health. This is really scary. So ways we're breaking down our body is giving up our body health, our body autonomy. You know, the My Body, My Choice movement was so big for the abortion movement. And that's not a conversation I'm going to get into with anybody here. But where'd that conversation go when it came to childhood vaccinations or adult vaccinations like we're in right now? My body, my choice? Or is it my body, the government, gets to make a choice? And if you don't take that choice, you're shunned, you're a second-class citizen, and now you're under more stress, right? So I urge all of you to make the health decisions you need to make. That's your choice. That's your freedom. But what I would really encourage all of you to do is to do things in those physical, emotional, and chemical areas that you have complete control over right now. Right? The government is not mandating you to sit on the couch 24 hours a day. The government is not mandating you to eat junk food, even though they're making it very easy to access it, right? That's what we're producing. Then the Food and Drug Administration is not telling you to, hey, sit down. Food and Drug, I don't even know what came to my head. The government is not telling you to sit down, start your morning with meditation, some clean water, some gentle stretching, so you can start your day off good. The government is not doing any of these things for you. So if you start to take advantage of all of the things that they're not mandating, right? You eat real well. You do your best. You fight for the foods that are good for you to eat those. You start to move your body more. Move your body more, right? Go for walks if that's all you can do. Go for runs. Lift some weights. Do things that are productive for you. Do some yoga, which is also going to have a good mind component to it, right? So move your body. Eat well. Take time to meditate. Take time to do some breath work. Take time to get out in nature. Get out of your home. Get out of your apartment. Get out of your living quarters or your work quarters and get some fresh air to enjoy life, right? Nature is amazing. It's incredibly amazing. The more time you spend out there, the longer you live. I'm so convinced of that. The more time we spend in fake light, artificial air, even pre-COVID, I feel like we're reducing our longevity that way. So go against the grain of the norm right now. Do things that are good for you. Start to stand out. You will feel better. Your head will be clearer. You'll be healthier. And you'll have more fun, right? You'll be less reliant on fear to drive your decisions. But you're going to feel so good, you're going to want more of what allows you to start to feel so good when you start to become healthy. See, what I crave now are things that are good for me. That's an important piece of my health and my life. I don't crave the things that break down my body. I don't crave the junk foods. But hey, I plead the fifth. I do love a chocolate chip cookie. Everybody in my practice knows this. It's not something I'm eating every single day at all. Not even every week or even every month. But I do love a chocolate chip cookie. So do things that are good for you. I love craving things that are good for me because I know I can function, perform, and heal all the time, every day. And the greatest part about this is I go through these long days in the practice where I'm helping people with their spine, their central nervous system, allowing them to express their true innate health. I come home charged up because I'm delivering something that's so powerful to turn on that central nervous system. But I'm also now in that energy, in that vibe. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's so true. When I come home, I have energy. I am not exhausted. I don't come home, check in, and just plop on a couch and be done. You know, that's I'm just fired up and excited about the day. So if you're not finishing your day full of energy and then getting ready to, you know, for that next day, if you're getting home and you just want to check out, stress is getting you. Physical, chemical, emotional stressors are getting you. So start to do the right things. See your chiropractor. Get adjusted. Let them do what they do best, is clearing that central nervous system out so you can function, perform, and heal the way you're designed to. And just enjoy life. Be around those that you love. And be happy and be grateful that you have them in your lives while you have them in your lives. So that's my message today. I know it's a little all over the place, but I hope it made sense for you. I hope you're able to take a nugget out of that to apply into your own life, to see where you may have your pitfalls, because it's easy for me to be stuck in these ruts for times as well. But I need to be aware of those ruts so I can climb out of them and stand on top of the peaks to get a good lay of the land of my health, and my mental health, and my physical health, and my chemical, biochemical, emotional health. So I love and appreciate you guys and gals. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.